and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
February 20th, 2001. I originally registered matebabi.com for Alexis Massey. Plagued with insomnia and bored out of my skull, I spent early hours of one morning, a few years ago, trolling the internet, first for the domains I wanted, then for names that friends might be interested in. As the clock ticked over toward 2 a.m. or so, I stumbled across matebabi.com, as in Alexis Matebabi mailing list, and snatched it up, intending to transfer it to her if she was interested. But she wasn't. We emailed back and forth for a bit. It's a little sad how many jokes you can make out of the concept of domain squatting. And I quickly forgot about the whole thing, leaving the domain to drop back into the pool after my hold expired. But on the drive unto work maybe a month later, I started to think about an article Alex had written about what a completely editable website might look like. If you opened up a server and let anybody deposit anything they wanted in it, what would you end up with? It's an interesting question, and after a few hours of coding, I had my version of an answer. Matebabi1 accepted emails to matebabi@matebabi.com and posted them to the front page of www.matebabi.com. The site took off like nothing I've ever been associated with, and in ways that I never would have expected. Thousands of people, over the next year, posted tens of thousands of pages to Matebabi. Funny things. Gross things. Interesting, sad, insane things. Wonderful things. Great things. My backend wasn't up to the task, and it failed occasionally, but MBB1 was a success beyond my wildest dreams. Version 2 brought ability to edit existing posts, as well as a much more robust backend. It also brought a dramatic change in the dynamic of the site, changed how people interacted and participated. With version 1, every you posted was static. It would age off the front page onto the archive, but once you sent the mail, it was cast in stone. Version 2 allowed anybody to edit any page on the site with their web browser. Suddenly nothing was permanent. It was closer to what Alex originally had in mind, but it frustrated a lot of people, I think. They'd spend hours working on a page, only to see it destroyed in a few seconds by some chowderhead with too much time on his hands. A few times, the entire site was wiped clean in what was either performance art or vandalism. The two are hard to tell apart sometimes. With version 3, I was going to try to hit a spot between the two, allowing the chaos of arbitrary editing while letting people preserve, for a short time at least, what they thought deserved it. But I've been trying to squeeze out the few hours that it will take me to implement those features for 4 months now, and I still haven't managed. So rather than let the guilt continue gnaw at me, and in the tradition of all late software projects everywhere, I'm just going to push the old crap out the door and hope nobody notices. Matebabi is back as version 2 II. Hey.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.